Good morning. This is Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's my pleasure to be able to bring a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. I suppose one could sum up the central question to human history by asking, who was Jesus of Nazareth? Jesus himself answered this question in many ways, which we'll be discussing and have been discussing this week. But we're beginning with his response in John chapter 8 and verse 58, where he said to the Jews, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." The Jews knew exactly what Jesus was claiming, that he in fact was divine. And so they took up stones to attempt to kill him for blasphemy. Jesus' statement that he was, I am, harkens back, of course, to Exodus and the burning bush, where Moses inquired as to the name of God and was told to instruct the children of Israel that I am, had sent him. Well, there are so many profound things to say about that description of God and that name of God. At the very least, it implies that God is infinite, he's eternal, and he is sovereign. And so to the Jews, Jesus was saying that he was infinite, eternal, and sovereign. Following that line of thought, this week we want to simply allow Jesus to describe himself to us by discussing five occasions in which Jesus stated, I am. On Monday, we noted that Jesus said, I am the way. And yesterday, I am the truth. Today, we want to talk about the third description of Jesus in John chapter 14 and verse 6, where Jesus said, I am the life. In John 14 and verse 6, Jesus, speaking to Thomas, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the embodiment of life, eternal life, spiritual life, and he says that he is the only way to this life. In Romans 6 and verse 11, the Apostle Paul talks about what it means to be alive spiritually. He says, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. To become alive spiritually, we must die to sin. We must die as Jesus died. We must be buried with him, and we must be raised to walk in newness of life through his resurrection. As Jesus died and put to death sin, so we must put to death the old man of sin, be buried as he was buried, and to, through his resurrection, be raised to walk in newness of life, spiritually pure, spiritually whole, spiritually reconciled with God. I am the life. This life only comes through Jesus Christ. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20, the Apostle John writes, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. The truth provides us with an understanding, a knowledge of who Jesus is and what he expects from us. And we understand that he is the true God, and only through him can we experience eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. The primary purpose of Jesus coming to earth and dying for us was so that we could be reconciled to God, so that we could live with him forever. Jesus said, I am the life. I thank you for listening this morning and hope you'll join us each morning the rest of the week as we continue to discuss the I am statements of Jesus Christ. We invite you to worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Wednesday evenings as well for Bible study at 7 p.m. May God bless you today.